You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. Now to Syria, where the conflict there that's well into its fifth year has created one of the worst humanitarian crises since World War II. You know about the migrant crisis it's created. Nearly 4 million people have fled Syria, about a quarter of those to Jordan. But once they get there, things are often no better. In fact, seeking food and treatment for sick children, some people are actually returning to Syria. From Jordan, the BBC's Andrew Hoskin reports.
Outside the Za'atari refugee camp in northern Jordan, there are hundreds of refugees of all ages. Many are wandering around with pieces of paper. That's because they're getting the necessary documents to do what many may have thought unthinkable just a few months ago, to return home to Syria. Buses outside Za'atari, the biggest refugee camp in the Middle East, wait to take refugees back to their war-ravaged country. Queuing up in his wheelchair for the right paperwork to go back to Deraa in southern Syria, just the other side of the border, was Mahmoud Hassan Elian, 63 years old and bedridden. He's returning home with his wife, six daughters, one son and five grandchildren.
I have been here for a year and a half before we could take leave and go and see our families and come back here, but it's no longer possible. I just want to go back and see my family. I just want to go and meet my family.
Is there any financial reason why you have to leave?
Of course there are financial problems. The money on the debt card that World Food Programme gives us is not sufficient. If you have boys, if you have sons, they could work, so you could stay, but I don't have anybody and I can't work because I'm bedridden, so I have to go back there.
Although food aid has been restored to refugees in response to the growing crisis, many Syrian refugees in Jordan are getting increasingly desperate. Many are in debt to landlords or can't get the basics to help get their ruined lives back to some degree of normalcy. I spoke to one mother called Fatima, who lives near the northern Jordanian city of Erbid. She escaped to Jordan more than 2 years ago with severe head injuries from the besieged city of Homs. She has six children.
It's very difficult, the situation here. I want to go back. Here we have no cash assistance. The voucher, it's limited. There's really not a lot of security. So I do think about going back to Syria. We're dead anyway, so might as well go back.
Some say they may return to Syria only to travel on to Turkey and Europe.
It's very kind of you. Thank you.
Over coffee in his little mobile home at Za'atari camp, I talked with Yaza Masri, a father of five, who says he's being forced to contemplate something possibly suicidal, a deadly trek through Syria and territory held by so-called Islamic State. Mr. Masri's baby daughter has a life-threatening blood disorder. The same disease has already claimed the life of another daughter, and he's determined history won't repeat itself. He says if he doesn't get resettled to Germany, where he already has family and where the necessary treatment is available, he'll try to get there himself via Syria and Turkey.
So you're prepared to take the risks to go through territory occupied by ISIS?
It's not just that I'm taking risks. I think I'm going to my death. The journey through Syria should take 10 days, and each day I shall be near death. But what else can I do?
Aid agencies in Jordan estimate that in the last month or so, around 2,000 refugees have made the hazardous journey home. The agencies concede refugees in Jordan need more help to prevent them going back, but say that needs more money and support from the international community.
Reporting from Jordan, that was the BBC's Andrew Hoskin.